What are you doing up? It's the middle of the night, you should be sleeping.
Yeah, I should be sleeping too, I know.
I know, something woke me up.
The rain, the storm, I don't know.
I can't get back to sleep.
I've just been lying here,
listening to the storm. It's actually kind of nice.
You know, being here, warm and cuddled up,
and listening to the storm outside.
Outside. All wild and raging.
The wind blowing.
The rain pelting the windows.
Not relaxing enough to go to sleep, but
it's nice. You know, this is peaceful, safe, warm and comfortable. The outside world's very, very far away. It's just you and me.
You look so cute when you sleep.
You should go back to sleep. At least one of us should be nice and fresh in the morning. Don't be daft.
It's romantic, is it?
You are ridiculous. And I adore you for it.
I really do.
Come here.
You should try and get some sleep.
I know it is.
Let me check. 3:30 in the morning. Owl of the wolf.
I know. I heard it somewhere. 3:00 in the morning is the owl of the wolf. It's the loneliest time. I know that's depressing. I know. Oh, I'm making myself all sad.
Come here. Cuddle away the sadness.
Kiss me. Yes.
A few minutes. Much.
Less sad.
It's your magical power.
Your magical power is the ability to make me smile and feel happy.
Wow. Yeah, I guess it would make you a pretty useless superhero.
But you could be my superhero.
Look what you've done already.
You've made the storm go away.
Well, not come into the bedroom at least, which
kind of counts.
It's been going for hours. It's scary, you know. Nature is so powerful. I mean, we live in our houses and we have our technology, but we're nothing compared to that. Makes you feel really small. Makes you feel alone. But I have you. My rather useless superhero. I'm sorry, well, you said it.
You know, I used to be scared of storms. No, seriously, I did. I remember one summer we were on holiday in Spain. We were at my godfather's house, and it's old. It's like a really old house. I don't know, 300 years? Something like that. And the walls are thick, old stone. But the windows are thin, and they've got these old shutters on them. And there was a thunderstorm, and it was violent. I mean, I was young, I thought the world was ending. And the lightning was hitting so close to the house. The thunder made the earth shake. I was terrified. I hid under my blanket, I just wanted it to go away. I was terrified. I thought that the house was going to fall down. I know, ridiculous, right? 300 years, and I thought this little, well, big storm was going to wipe everything out. I was terrified. And I was the only one awake. Everyone was fast asleep. I jumped out of bed and I crept down the hallway, so quiet, so the storm wouldn't hear me. And everyone else was sleeping. I was the only one awake. So alone. And it just went on for hours. I went back to bed and hid under my blanket. I remember seeing my knuckles white. I was clutching the covers so tightly. And then the sun came up and everything was quiet. And after the storm, it was beautiful. Everything was green and lush, and you could smell the nature. It smelled green. That sounds weird, but it's so, verdant and lush, and everything was so still. I crept down the stairs and I went into the garden, and it was magical. But I never stopped being scared of storms. I mean, when I was about 5, I had a doll. Well, I say I had a doll. She had me. She used to look after me. You see, we got her when I was a baby, and she never quite realized that I grew up. And she would always guard me, ward off strangers, and oh, she was lovely. But when it came to storms, oh, she was as scared as I was. And we used to cower together. But I felt better. I used to hold her close. Feel her warmth. She made me feel safer. And then she died. I grew up, and I, of course, stopped being scared of storms. Sort of. I don't know. I guess they left me feeling uneasy, like I was saying. In the face of nature, we are nothing. We're vulnerable. That you are my useless superhero, and I feel better. I feel safe. I feel. Normally, my heart would be racing. Getting a hand. Feel. Slow and steady.
I feel safe with you. You make me feel secure. And in this bed, it's warm and comfortable and just a haven of solace. Away from the raging storm outside. You might be a useless superhero, but you're my useless superhero. And I adore you. I really do. But you need to get some sleep. I need to get some sleep too. And maybe if you cuddle up really nice and close. Closer.
Closer.
That's right. Maybe if you wrap your arms around me. Maybe if you kiss me sweetly. Maybe I'll go to sleep. And maybe you'll get to sleep. And maybe we'll have the same dream. And it will be lovely. Come here. I adore you, my useless superhero. The one who keeps me warm and safe. The one who keeps me safe from the storm. I adore you. I love you. We should get some sleep. Mm.